and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Rick Todhunter. It's time for Exactly What Nobody Wanted here on WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 FM, and streaming at WMFO.org. Thanks for being here. Thanks for joining me. You're probably stuck inside enjoying some air conditioning because the weather's awful. Glad to be here. Who can tell me what this piece of music playing in the background is? Thinking about making it my new theme song music. You know, the music I'll kick off the show with. Thinking of switching things up. I'll give you a clue. It's from a great movie. It's the theme music from an absolute classic film. And if you want to hop on the WMFO text with the DJ chat room on WMFO.org, and give me the correct answer, you'll win a big prize. I'm kidding, of course. There's not really any big prize. I'll give you a hearty congratulations. That's the big prize. All right, so for the next hour, I'm going to be playing songs by bands from the mid-aughts, roughly 2003 to 2009, that only ever put out one studio album before they either broke up or disappeared. So this is just studio albums. Some of these bands, maybe somebody along the way collected some live performances later, or maybe they did a radio performance or something, but these are bands that only ever put out one mixed professional studio album from the mid-aughts. A couple of them are side projects from musicians that you'd recognize from other bands, but I'm trying to go heavy on the bands that came together for a brief shining moment, put out some music on one album, and then disappeared forever. And what better way to get started than by playing The Exploding Hearts and the song Modern Kicks from their one album, Guitar Romantic. Someday. Ah, modern technology. Ain't it great? Here we go.
I don't care. I don't care. I will fail. Hell is breaking loose, she says. I don't mind. working now, she says, I don't care. I don't care.
The Numero group. That was the Busy Signals with Got It All Wrong from their one and only album, Got It All Wrong, from 2007. Before that, we heard the band Jejun, which came out of Berklee College in the early aughts. And that was Regrets Are Unanswered Dreams from their one and only studio album that is produced in a studio. That was This Afternoon's Malady. Somebody out there is going, well, technically they released three albums. Well, yes, that's true. The first one was a collection of demos, and the last one came out after the band had broken up. And kicking off that set was the Exploding Hearts with their song Modern Kicks from their one and only album, Guitar Romantic. I'm Rick Todhunter. This is exactly what nobody wanted. Thanks for being here. I'm playing songs by bands from the mid-aughts that only ever put out one studio album. This next one is one of my all-time favorite songs, single album or no, aughts or no. Hopefully my gizmo will let me play it. This is Buildings and Mountains by the Republic Tigers.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Okay, so that was New Fang by the band Them Crooked Vultures, which of course was the side project featuring Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age, Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters, and John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin. Great album, one album, came out in 2009, and then they were done. Before that, we heard Ambulance Limited with Heavy Lifting off of their LP called LP from 2004. And at the top of that set, we heard the Republic Tigers with Buildings and Mountains from their one and only album, Buildings and Mountains. I'm Rick Todhunter. Thanks for being here for Exactly What Nobody Wanted. I'm playing songs by bands that only ever put out one studio album in the mid-aughts, so roughly 2003 to 2009-ish. Obviously, I'm playing some albums by bands that were side projects from more prominent musicians, but I'm playing a lot of stuff from bands that put out the one album and then disappeared forever. And again, not collections of demos, not collections of songs that were released after the bands broke up, but the one studio album that they put out during their brief existence. And by the way, no one's guessing the theme music at the top of the show, which makes me happy, actually. I think I'll keep it as my theme music. But I'll give you a clue. It was from a movie from the 70s that was based loosely, very loosely, on a story from Xenophon's Anabasis. So there you go. Now it's obvious. Now everybody knows. All right, here's I Was Born a Unicorn by the Unicorns.
I get up when I like, wear anything I like. Don't
That was Dogs Die in Hot Cars, Scott's band, with the song Lounger. Isn't that a great song? I love that song. Lounger from their one and only album, Please Describe Yourself, from 2004. And maybe given the heat outside, you are also being a lounger indoors. We also heard the band Drug Rug with Never Tell from their album Paint the Fence Invisible. Drug Rug started right here in Cambridge, Massachusetts, formed by two bartenders at the Middle East Club there in Central Square. And kicking off that set was the Unicorns with their song I Was Born a Unicorn from their one studio album, Who Will Cut Our Hair When We're Gone. Good stuff. All right, so if you're playing songs by bands from the mid-aughts that only ever put out one studio album, one official album, while they were still a band, then I think you're, like, legally obliged to play Such Great Heights by the Postal Service. Thank you.
Here in the dark, I am waiting for you. Here in the dark, here in the dark.
Starting to
All right, closing out an hour of songs by bands from the mid-aughts, 2003 to 2009, that only ever put out one studio album while they were together. We kicked that last set off with, of course, Such Great Heights by the Postal Service. Classic song. Ben Gibbard's side band. Ben Gibbard, of course, being the lead guy from Death Cab for Cutie. We also heard Here in the Dark by the Epoxies. We heard A Little Piece in My Heart by Larrick in Love from their album The Freedom Spark. And that last tune was Random Furl by the band Late of the Pier from their one and only album Fantasy Black Channel. And that came out in 2008. And actually released originally on a Japanese label, even though they were a British band. Weird. Okay, so that's going to do it for me. I'm Rick Todhunter. Thanks for joining me here for Exactly What Nobody Wanted on WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, and streaming at WMFO.org. I'll be back next week, 6 to 7. Don't know what I'm going to play yet, but it's going to be cool. So be here. By the way, the opening theme music was from the 1979 movie The Warriors. Nobody got it. That's okay. I'm going to leave you with probably one of the best all-time one-off songs, I don't know, since the 60s, maybe. And yes, I know it's not from the 2000s. It's from the late 80s. But if you're talking about one-off songs, this is a big one. Here's Goodbye Horses from Q Lazarus, made huge, of course, by its appearance in Silence of the Lambs.